legend.
It's time for Red Hill Salukis basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO. Brought to you this season by the Amboral Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, the Legend.
Day two of the 2019 Capital Classic here at the Red Hill site. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard, and we are set to start off the morning session with Red Hill Salukis facing the Fairfield Mules. They actually went undefeated last night. The Fairfield Mules came back in the second half and won. I left at the first half. Joe, you were calling it for the Wabash Valley College radio station, and the Mules were down to Salem, what was it, 29 to like 13 or something like that at halftime?
It was 29 to 20 at halftime. And then in the third quarter alone, it was an 11-3 ball game. And in the fourth quarter, Kane Hixenball came out with a 9-point performance to win that quarter 13-6 and come out with a 44-38 victory.
So it was a pretty good matchup last night, it sounds like. It was probably the game of the tournament, I would say. The two top teams here, both of them here at the Red Hill site, but there can only be one victor from over here to make it to that championship round this evening in the second round of sessions here on day two. Red Hill Salukis struggling over here in this part of the bracket, and I mean they drew the short straw. They've got a lot of tough teams that they had. They started out with Salem, and then they had Olney last night, and now they got Fairfield this morning. So three rough games right off the bat, and going through this tournament 0-2 at the moment coming into this game, it's going to be a little rough. Today's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, and it, like I said, their shooting is just going to have to change up a little bit. They're going to have to take the open shots when they got the split second to spare, and it's going to be all about ball handling for them and shutting Fairfield down on their part on defense and just not letting them drive the lane and take their open shots, because Fairfield, from what I saw, is very physical and very quick and agile with the basketball.
And they are really. And you never know who's going to go off for that team. One player might drop 15 one game, and then he might drop 5 the next. Because going back to the only Fairfield game, Wyatt Gilbert led the way with 17. Hixenball had 7, but in the next game, Hixenball had 20, and Gilbert only had 1. You never know who's going to just score in bunches on this team. You even have that stretch 4 and Landon Zerlini, who's their quarterback this year, too. And a lot of these guys you're going to see on this Fairfield team are two-star athletes. They play multiple positions. They were a part of that team also last year, like Wyatt Gilbert was, Zerlini. I believe also Kane was involved in that, and so was Stagg. There's still this team that went far in that regional tournament that's still a part of this team from last year. And that's going to be tough for the Salukis to try to stop them, but like we mentioned before, if Cameron Ray can start dropping some threes, Drake Allen's a pretty good ball handler when he can be, and if he can start producing, Nathan Worth's a great body down low. We'll just have to see how it goes.
And of course, Fairfield last year winning the whole thing over T-Town 74-64, so they are in the hunt to repeat what happened last year. That will put them two-time winners back-to-back, and the last time Fairfield and Red Hill played was 3 years ago in 2016, and Fairfield beat Red Hill in the second round 76-58. So it's going to be another tough one here for Red Hill, and Fairfield always a dominant team and bunch of athletes. And just kind of looking at their roster here, I mean, I know it only shows 7, but there's more than 7 out there, so it's going to be a little bit different, and you've got more kids on your roster, so that'll help tremendously. But it looks like they basically just have the juniors and seniors on here, and that's probably going to be the majority of the kids that are playing. And there's a lot of the experience there, I would say. I mean, They don't have too much height from looking at this. Their tallest guy is 6'3". That's Brandon Lane and Kane Hixonbaugh. So it should be, if Red Hill could feed Nathan Worth and possibly even Drake Allen down in the paint, they could have a pretty easy go at it and give Fairfield some great competition.
They might not be the tallest. I think Zerlini's their tallest, which he's about 6'4", 6'5". He's not listed on the roster, but he's about an inch taller than Hixonbaugh. But I know these guys can jump out of the gym. These, like they said, they're pretty good athletes. They play football, most of these guys. Zerlini was their quarterback, couple tight ends, a running back, and Gilbert. These guys are athletes. I was seeing plays last night that it just shocked you with how short some of these guys are, that they could jump up and compete with these bigger guys.
Pre-game show brought to you by Carl Richard Memorial Hospital. We still got a good amount of time before tip-off time and starting lineups. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Good morning, Saluki fans. If you're just joining us, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. Joe, like we said, Salukis have had a tough go at it so far here in this tournament. Day two of the 2019 Capital Classic here at the Red Hill site. Lawrenceville on the other side, I believe they are 0-2 as well.
They beat Edwards County last night, 77-35.
So Lawrenceville 1-1 on the day. They will face Mount Carmel in the second game over there at the Lawrenceville site at 11:30. This morning's game at the Lawrenceville site will be Edwards County and Marshall.
Edwards County is 0-2 as Marshall is 2-0 after they knocked off Mount Carmel in the earlier game of the night session, 58-48.
So Marshall looking to move through over there on that side, and could be a Marshall and
Fairfield
championship game. And that sounding from the sounds of it, it could be a very competitive game, and that might be the game of the tournament. But so far right now, I mean, Salem and Fairfield, that was the game. Fairfield made the comeback there in the second half and just shows they're able to play with anybody here.
I actually called that comeback too, because I was talking when we were doing it, our halftime show, and it's like, knowing what Fairfield could do, they were only up two against Olney early in the game, and boom, they came out in the third quarter and just came on a 23-6 run and won over that game, and that's what they did against Salem. And I mean, they seem like a second-half team, which is not a bad thing to have when you're playing varsity basketball.
And our pregame show this morning was brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We're just minutes away from starting lineup and tip-off time. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for another commercial break and be right back with starting lineups. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Bestway Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Bestway Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Bestway Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BESTWAY. Drivers are needed today.
Hello. I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Good morning, Saluki fans, and welcome back to the 2019 Basketball Capital Classic here at the Red Hill side. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. For those of you joining us, Red Hill Salukis will be taking on the Fairfield Mules this morning in day two of game one. Red Hill Salukis will be the visiting team on the scoreboard, I believe. So we will go ahead and get those starting lineups now. Starting out for the Red Hill Salukis will be number 12, Cameron Ray, a 5'11 junior. Number 20, Nathan Worth, a 6'7 senior. Number 24, Josh Henry, a 6'1 senior. Number 40, Drake Allen, a 6'2 junior. And number 41, Gavin Volkman, coming in as a 6'1 senior. Head coach, Brian Havel. Assistant coaches, Gene Allen, Eric Adamson, and Robert Petty. Coach Brian Havel he's been kind of pleased with the way the Salukis have been playing here in the tournament, and they've been getting progressively better. As he said, they are a young team, and they haven't really quite played together that much before, so they're still trying to figure some things out and get their fundamentals in check, and just got to work on their shooting and ball handling. So we might see a little bit of improvement, hopefully, here in this game. Maybe they regrouped earlier this morning, had a bit of a pre-game practice, and got some things worked out and got everything in check and in control. He said their heads are in the right mindset, and their spirits weren't down. They kept their heads held high, even though they knew what they were getting into coming into this tournament. Starting lineup for the Fairfield Mules is number 3, Noah McElravy, a 5'10 junior. Also number 4, Wyatt Gilbert, a 5'11 senior. Also number 10, Kane Hicksonbaugh, a 6'3 senior. And then you got it, number 24, Landon Zerlini. And number 30, Quentin Dagg. Head coach for the Fairfield Mules is Scott McElravy. Assistant coaches Adam Book and Nathan Lackey. Try and get some of these names written down.
So 22 is Blake Pruitt, number 24 is Landon Zerlini, and number 30 is Luke Dagg. That's all I have.
All righty, so we got the lineups, and it is now tip-off time. Jumping for the Red Hill Salukis, as usual, is number 20, Nathan Worth. Jumping for the Mules is number 30, Quentin Dagg. Ball is up, and Worth gets the tip back, and it is into the hands of Volkman. Volkman passes off to Allen. Allen gets it up the court quickly. Salukis in their blue and red away uniforms. mules in their white and red home uniforms. Allen with it now in the corner. Allen brings it back up top to Worth. Worth at the top key goes left side to Volkman. Volkman up top to Henry. Henry got a pass right through the lane. Puts up and in. Good for a two-floater. Fairfield Mules are in a man-to-man. It looks like the Salukis are in the same. Zerlini passes off to Hickson Ball. Zerlini pulls up three. No good. Ray gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up court himself. Picked up there by Gilbert. Brings it across the timeline, trying to cross up Gilbert. Goes left side to Henry. Henry looking inside, brings it back up top, gets it to Worth. Worth kicks it right side to Ray, down low into Allen. Allen jump stops, puts up another floater from 3 foot out, got it to fall. Slicky's up to a quick 4-point lead right out of the gate. Gilbert brings it up court across the timeline, calling Hickson Ball over for a screen. Worth picks him up. He kicks it out there to McElravy. Round the horn there to Zerlini. Zerlini bringing it back up top. He kicks it over to McElravy. McElravy takes a screen from Gilbert. Gilbert tried to flash to the lane. Dag with it now. Kicks it up top. Almost lost it over the top of Hickson Ball. Hickson Ball takes a screen from Dag. Dag over to Gilbert. Gilbert on the left wing. Good ball movement here. Trying to open something up. Saluki's shutting him down on defense. Very good. Zerlini with it now, drives the lane, puts up a five-footer, in and out, no good, tip back, no good by Dag, and Dag almost lost it, saves it from going out of bounds. Allen picks it up, gets across the timeline quickly. He's going to slow it up, he's going to bring it back out near the volleyball line. He's going to set up a play here, goes left side to Worth. Worth looking inside, kicks it up top to Ray. Ray with it now, goes right side to Allen. Allen, wide open three, pulls up, drains it! 7-0 run here, 2 minutes into the game, and Coach McElravy wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Salukis up on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 7-0 with 6 minutes to go. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At KC State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at KC State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, KC State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Henry and Allen putting it to the mules, driving the lane, taking those wide open shots like we were talking and Coach Havel was explaining in the past two post-game shows. Welcome back here, Red Hill Saluki Basketball. For those of you just joining, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. Gilbert bringing it left side all the way to the lane, passes it off into some traffic, and last touch there by Dag. It's another turnover to the Red Hill Salukis. Salukis playing hard and playing against this tough Fairfield Mule team. Full court press put on by the Mules. Nathan Worth will inbound it, gets it into Allen across court. He goes all the way to the basket, puts it up and in! Make it a 9-point run here for the Red Hill Salukis. Hickson Ball pulls up, kicks it back out to McElravy. McElravy takes a screen from Dag. Dag rolls to the basket, kicks it down low, loses control out of his hands and out of bounds. Salukis getting in their heads early. 9-0 with 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Worth will inbound the basketball. Tried to get it in to Allen. Saved out of bounds by Zerlini. Up court to Dag. Dag puts it up. No good. But Dag fouled on the shot. He will go to the line. Good full court press there by the Mules. But just couldn't quite get it in the basket to finish. So Dag will go to the line to shoot two for the Red Hill Salukis. That foul went against Nathan Worth, his first team first. Dag's free throw is up and in. They break the 9-0 run by the Salukis. Quentin Dag at the line shooting two free throws. Second one on the way. Got them both. Two of two with their only 2 points now. Ball inbounded to Allen. Allen's going to walk Hickson Ball with him there the whole way. He gets it across the timeline. Goes right side. Kicks it off to Henry. Henry bringing it back up top. Jump stop. Pump fake. Gets it off to Volkman. Volkman calling in the play. Puts it on the floor. He's going right side. Gets it over to Allen. Allen dumps it low to Worth. Worth double team now, goes baseline, stop there, kicks it back out to Allen. Allen goes right side, he's going to try and go baseline, but a blocking foul will be called. That foul will go against number 10, it looks like, Kane Hickson Ball, his first team first.
Good on Kane Hickson Ball.
Henry will take it out of bounds, guarded there by Zerlini on the baseline. Looking to get it into somebody, throws it into the backcourt, and Volkman gets it in. Brings it across the timeline, picks up his dribble, and now is double-teamed. He throws it away over to Ray. Ray almost loses it. And timeout called by Coach Brian Havel just before he lost control of it. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Timeouts are brought to you by Ambrol Federal Credit Union. 4:45 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis still lead it, 9-2. Joe, there. The Salukis seem to be getting in the heads of the Fairfield Mules there on that 9-0 run. And they're still keeping control, and they've got a good mindset. Mules 2-0 so far in this tournament, and they are the team to beat.
And they are, and right now what I'm seeing from Mules is they're just playing down to the competition. They're not, I mean, Coach Rackmacher is probably not happy with this squad. He's just, they're not playing up to what he knows the potential is. But like I said, they're a second-half team, so let's see what happens later. But right now it's the Henry and Allen show for the Salukis.
Henry will inbound it on the far sideline.
Checking in for the Mules is Colin Massey for Luke Day. And also in there's Blake Pruitt. Looks like he checked in for McElroy.
Allen passes off to Henry. Henry on the left side up top. Stolen away there by Hixonball. Hixonball going to try and go all the way to the basket. Up and in for the finger roll. 4:26 to go here in the first quarter. Up court quickly to Allen. He's going to slow it down just across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Hixonball steps up on him. Needing some help. Gets it off to Ray. Loses control of it out of bounds. And another turnover there for the Salukis. It will be Fairfield Mule basketball. Massey will bring the ball up the floor. Checking in during that timeout. Gets it across the timeline. Picked up by Ray. Goes right side to Gilbert. Gilbert on the right wing up top to Lane. Lane kicks it into Hixonball. No good on the shot. Allen gets the rebound. Gets it up court quickly to Henry. Henry almost loses it. Saves it from going out of bounds. And double team quickly there. Tried to throw it away before stepping out of bounds. Hixonball passes up to Gilbert. Up to Lane. Lane kicks it back out to Pruitt. Pruitt cross court pass to Hixonball from the free throw line. No good. Massey gets the rebound. Brings it back out up top. Gets it inside to Lane. Lane. Trying to go all the way to the basket, no good. Massey pulls up for three, no good. Airmailed it, and Pruitt tried to save it from going out of bounds, but threw it down on the baseline, so turnover there to the Salukis. Full court press here for the Mules. Nathan Worth will inbound it. Tried to throw it over the top of Hixonball, and Hixonball stole it away, and Worth stepped in and fouled him on the shot. So Worth picks up his second foul, team second. And Hixonball will go to the line to shoot two. This is Hixonball's first trip to the charity stripe. Mule's second. Hixonball's first free throw is no good off the front of the rim. Checking into the game is Noah McElravy coming back in. He will take the place of Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert will take a seat for a few minutes. Today's game brought to you by Carter, the hospital and Citizens National Bank of Albion. Hixonball goes 1 of 2, makes it 9-5 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it. Henry will inbound it, gets it into Allen. Allen bringing it up court, 3-on-3, picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Henry. Henry almost traveled there, bringing it, dribbling over on the left side, tried to throw it through traffic, threw it off somebody's foot, but Hixonball picks it up, and I thought they were going to call a travel call, but Hixonball throws it up on the backboard and off the backboard, missed the shot, but called on the foul. Foul will go against number 12, Cameron Ray, his first, team third. Hixonball back at the charity stripe for two more. First one is good, got it to fall. Waiting to check in is number 30, Luke Dagg. For Hixonball. Hixonball's second one is up and got them both. 2 of 2 that go around. Dagg will check in for Hixonball. They come back within 2, 9-7 with 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Full court press put on. Henry will inbound it. Gets it in to Ray. He almost lost it there and got control of it, and a foul will be called on the Fairfield Mules. Foul will go against number 22, Pruitt. Pruitt picks up his first foul, team second. Josh Henry will inbound just in front of the Mules bench, and tipped it away was Lane as the ball was going into Worth. Pruitt pulls up three, no good off the front of the rim. And Lane will pick up a foul as he was trying to go for the rebound. He will pick up his first one, team second. Or they're saying that was against number 22, Pruitt. Picks up his, no, it was Lane. They just didn't have it changed up there. Henry will check out of the game as Gerald will check in. Ball inbounded to Allen. Allen will bring it up, guarded by Dagg the whole way. Allen gets it across the timeline now. Left side, dumps it down low into Worth. Worth puts it up right up and under the basket and in for two. Nice easy two bucket there by Worth. See, that's what they're going to kind of need to do all game right there. Feed Worth. Lane missed a three ball. No good. Worth stretches up for the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Allen gets it up court across the timeline. Drives all the way to the basket. No good on the shot. Pruitt with the rebound, throws it off the back of Dagg, but Dagg picks it back up, goes all the way to the basket. No good on the shot. Ball batted away to McElravy. He puts up a five-foot floater and puts it in. Gerald will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Ray. Ray will bring it up the court with 2:05 to go here in the first quarter. Ray gets it across the timeline, guarded closely by McElravy. Drives to the basket. No basket, called it on the floor. So that foul will go against number three, Noah McElravy. He will pick up his first, team's fourth. Checking back into the game is Hickson, Ball, and Zerlini, as Lane and Pruitt will have a seat. 11-9 in favor of the Salukis. So Allen gets the inbound, standing out there near the volleyball line, guarded by Dagg. Mule still in the man-to-man defense. Allen picks up his dribble, needing some help, gets it off to Worth. Worth will bring it back up top, drives inside the lane, almost lost it. Moving, moves into the basket, no good on the shot. Gerald gets the rebound from the corner, pulls up for three, no good. Zerlini stretches up and grabs the rebound out of the air. He will bring it up court himself. Picked up by Allen, he's going to drive right side to the basket. And blocking foul will be called against the Salukis. Foul will go against number 41, and that is Gavin Volkman. He will pick up his first foul, team's fourth. Massey will inbound the ball just to the right of their basket. Salukis will stick man-to-man defense on this inbound. Massey gets it up top to Dagg. Dagg hands off to McElravy. He pulls up from the volleyball line, no good. And Dagg stretching up, no foul call. The fan's not happy about that one, but Worth got the rebound, outlets to Allen. Allen goes right side to Volkman. Volkman on the right wing, tried to go over the top of Zerlini. Zerlini tipped it away into the hands of Hickson Ball. Hickson Ball up court to Zerlini. Zerlini goes baseline, puts it up, no good. Tip back by Dagg was no good, but Allen gets the rebound, kicks it up court to Ray. Ray brings it across the timeline, just under a minute of play to go here in the first quarter. Ray step back, three-pointer, no good off the rim. Picks and ball with it up court now, trying to go all the way to the lane. Puts it up left-handed layup, got it to fall. All tied up here at 11 now. And 38 seconds to go. Gerald will inbound the ball, gets it into Allen. Allen will walk the ball up the court, maybe look for the last shot here of the first quarter. Dagg sticking with him the whole way. Finally gets it across timeline. McElravy saves it from going out of bounds. Allen tried to save it, but takes it with him out of bounds. It will be another turnover there to the Mules. Gilbert checks back in as Massey will check out. Zerlini gets the inbound in the backcourt. Walks it across the timeline. Goes right side to Gilbert. Gilbert back up top. Swings it around to McElravy. McElravy fakes left. Goes right up top to Zerlini. Zerlini driving right side. Hands off to Dagg up to Hickson Ball. Good ball movement here. 6 seconds. Zerlini from five. Got it to fall. Worth inbounds it to Gerald. Gerald it up. No good. Not long enough. And as best way time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Mules take the first lead of the game, 13-11. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Welcome back, Salute. Fans coming out of the break, getting ready to start the second quarter of action. Fairfield Mules take the first lead of the game, 13-11, just as time was about to expire there in the first quarter. They will start the second quarter of action out with the basketball. Gilbert will bring it across the timeline. Looks like they got the starting five in there. Massey up top to Dagg. Dagg goes down low to Hickson Ball. Hickson Ball goes right to the basket. Blocked there by Worth, but off the hands of Gerald. As it goes out of bounds, it will stay with the Mules. Gilbert will inbound the basketball for the Mules, gets it up to Hickson Ball. Hickson Ball goes right side, stays in the lane, kicks it back out to Massey for three, buries it. Mules will take a five-point lead now. Gerald will get it in, tries to get it in, gets it in to a couple of guys, but Gilbert steals it away. Up to Hickson Ball for three, got it back-to-back. And Coach Brian Howell wants timeout. We'll keep it here. But 19-11 on the Best Way Express scoreboard now.
I don't know if you saw it, but Luke Dagg had a nice behind-the-back pass there to get that ball over to Hickson Ball.
But Mules coming out in the second quarter firing on all cylinders. And they're shutting the Salukis down on that full-court press. And what kind of puzzles me is after the Mules make a shot, the inbounder, either Gerald or Henry, they just stand in one spot there on the baseline. But, I mean, you got the whole baseline
yeah.
to move with, and they just stand in one spot moving 1 foot. I mean, you got to know. I mean, that's basketball 101 right there. Mm-hmm. You learn that in, like, fourth, fifth grade. I don't know how young they start now, maybe third grade. But, I mean, you got the whole baseline to run there, and even the referees tell you, you get the whole baseline to move. So, I mean, utilize every space and – you can. Ball inbounded there to Allen. Full court press put on here by the Mules. Looks like a 1-3-1 full court. Gerald with it now. Back to Allen. Trying to beat this full court press. And they do. But Allen called for the travel there just before they got it across the timeline. Allen frustrated there. Massey will inbound it. Gets it into Zerlini in the backcourt. Zerlini will walk it up the court. Walks it across the timeline. Goes to Massey on the right side. Almost thrown away there by Ray. Massey brings it back up top and kicks it out and around. Hickson Ball from the right side. Buries another three. That's two back-to-back for Massey.
Hickson Ball.
Hickson Ball, yeah. Gerald and Allen trying to beat it up court to Volkman. Volkman with it now. Double team. Trying to get some help. Gets it off to Allen. And he was right there on the sideline and is called out of bounds. Henry is going to check in. He will come in for Volkman. Volkman checking out for the Salukis. Zerlini will be the point man up the floor this time. Walking it up the court. Goes left side to Massey. Massey bringing it back up top. Picks up his dribble. Knocked away there by Allen. Henry gets the steal. Allen will bring it up the floor. It looks like double team now. Gets across court to Henry. Henry, guarded by Gilbert. Looks like they're in a zone, but maybe a man-to-man zone. Henry working it against Gilbert. Dribbles off. Allen tried to go back door up court to Dagg and slams it home for the Mules. 6:05 to go here in the first half. 24-11 the score in favor of the Mules. Ray with it now, trying to get it up court. Gets it over to Allen on the right side. Down into the corner to Gerald. Double team trap. Worth with it now under the basket. tries to get it away, and Gerald charging in to get the save, but it rolls out of bounds somewhere. And Coach Ryan Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. 5:52 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Mules lead it 24-11. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Mules have the basketball after a turnover by the Salukis. Gilbert brings it across the timeline, kicks it off to Hicksball on the left side, pump fakes. Goes back up top to Zerlini. He pulls up from the top of the key, no good. Henry stretches up and grabs the rebound. He's going to bring it up court himself, guarded by Massey. Gets it across the timeline, hands the ball off to Gerald. Almost lost it, but a foul will be called against the Mules. Foul will go against number 14. That is Colin Massey, his first team fifth of the half. 5:30 to go here in the first half. Gerald will take the ball out of bounds. Gets it into Ray out near midcourt. Looked like he was trying to pass it off to Allen, but passed it around him. Luckily, Ray was there, and Ray loses it to Gilbert. Gilbert pokes it away, puts it up and in for a two-baller. Gerald gets the inbounds, gets it over to Allen. Allen a little frustrated, almost lost the ball there. Allen brings it up court, drives inside the lane, puts the floater, no good, off the mark. Zerlini on the rebound, up court to Dagg. Dagg fakes right, puts it up, and in for an easy layup. 28-11 the score now. Ball inbounded up court to Henry, way downtown. Brings it back out, gets it to Worth. Worth brings it out near the volleyball line, trying to cross up Hickson ball, almost lost it. Picks up his dribble and throws it away as he was trying to pass it off to Ray. Out of bounds. Checking into the game as Zerlini, Dagg, and Massey have a seat. McElravy, Pruitt, and Lane coming back into the game. McElravy gets the inbound in the backcourt. Passes it across to Gilbert. Gilbert standing out near the volleyball line. Takes a screen from Hickson ball. Passes left side to Lane into the corner to Pruitt. Pump fakes, cross-court pass to Gilbert. Gilbert drives the lane, splits a couple defenders, no good on the layup. Allen passes up court to Ray. Ray on the fast break, Euro step, no good on the layup. Lane gets the rebound, Pruitt up court to McElravy. Gets it in the corner to Hickson ball. Hickson ball, cross-court to Pruitt. Pruitt driving left side, dumps it down low into Gilbert. Gilbert back up top to McElravy from 3 feet behind the line, no good. Lane on the rebound, putback is good. 30-11 the score now, 4 minutes to go. Allen will bring the ball up the floor now. Gets it across the timeline, picked up by Lane. Goes left side to Worth. Worth with it now on the left wing, drives baseline, picks up his dribble. Goes right to the basket, tries to put up the shot, no good. Lane on the rebound, kicks it out to McElravy. Gets it up court quickly to Gilbert. Gilbert baseline, puts it up and fouled on the shot. Gilbert will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 24, Josh Henry, his first team fifth. Gilbert at the charity stripe for the first time this morning. Gilbert's first free throw on the way and got it to roll in. Maxfield will check in for Henry for the first time today. Today's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber, KZ State Bank, and Rutgers Candy. Take time for family and prayer. Always give praise. Gilbert made the second one, went 2 of 2 at the line. 32-11 the score now on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Worth gets it into Allen. Allen up court to Ray, but tipped away by McElravy. He jumps off, passes off to Gilbert inside. Down low to Hickson Ball. Hickson Ball puts it up, no good. Allen on the rebound. Last touch by the Mules as it goes out of bounds. The Saluki basketball. Mules putting on the full court press. Maxwell will take the ball out of bounds. Gets it into Gerald on the left side. Gerald up to Maxwell. Maxwell will bring the ball across the timeline all the way up court and picks up his dribble. Loses control of it. Regains it. It's on the ground still. Gilbert picks it up. Kicks it up the lane. Lane over to McElravy. Pump fakes. Passes off to Pruitt. Pruitt drives the lane and blocked there by Maxfield. Zerlini will come in for Gilbert. It'll be Fairfield basketball just to the left of their basket. 3:06 to go, 32-11 in favor of the Mules. Hickson Ball gets the inbound, hands it off to McElravy, drives inside the lane, puts it up and in for a layup. Ball inbounded to Gerald. Gerald back to Allen. Allen will bring it up, guarded by Lane the whole way. Mules pull their defense back. Get it across the timeline, pass off to Ray. Ray on the left wing. Ray brings it inside. He drives it, passes out to Gerald. Gerald pump fakes, drives inside, and tries to put up a shot, but no foul called as it is blocked. Hickson Ball up to Zerlini, up and in for an easy two. Ray driving up court, across the timeline, tried to beat the Mules down court. No good. Jump stops, puts it up, and good roll up and in. 36-13 now with 2:20 to go here in the first half. Zerlini fakes the handoff to McElravy, passes up top. Now McElravy from the volleyball line, no good. Maxfield stretches up for the rebound, tries to pass up court, tipped away by Zerlini. Zerlini with it now, drives inside, goes baseline, puts it up and in for two. Maxfield passes inbounds to Allen. Allen will bring the ball up the floor, guarded by Lane. Allen goes right side, passes off to, but a foul will be called. Foul is called by number 22, Pruitt, I believe. As Hickson Ball will check out along with Maxfield and Worth. Dagg comes back in. Holtz and Volkman in for the Salukis.
That foul is actually on the lane. He's second.
Team six of the half. Gerald will inbound the basketball. Gets it in to Ray out near midcourt. Ray going right side. He's going to bring it back up top. Dribbles off the screen from Volkman. Goes outside of Gerald in the corner. Gerald looking in. Goes behind the back and go baseline. Shut down. Double team. Gets it back up top to Allen. Allen with the basketball now. Puts it on the floor. Goes baseline. Puts him an 8-foot floater. No good. Pruitt on the rebound. Outlets to McElravy. McElravy up court to Dagg. Dagg with it now. Back to McElravy. McElravy cross court to Pruitt. Pruitt down in the corner to Zerlini. He goes baseline. Puts it up and gets the good roll. 40-13 now the score. 1:13 to go here in the first half. Holtz brings it up court across the timeline. Dribbling right side, passes off to Gerald in the corner. Gerald with the basketball now up to Ray. Ray out near the volleyball line. Looking inside, cross court pass to Holtz. Holtz dribbles in, passes out to Allen. Allen pulls up for three, in and out, no good. Zerlini on the rebound. He's going to bring it up court. Gets across the timeline in a hurry. Dribbles out, step back, off to Lane. Lane cross court to Pruitt. Pruitt back up top, swings it around. Back to Pruitt now, up top to Dagg, swings it to Zerlini. Zerlini pulls up for three, contested, and buries it. 43-13 now the score, 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Allen will walk it up the court now. Lane backs off, picks him up at half court. Brings it across timeline, dribbles right side to Gerald. Gerald down low to Ray. Ray on the baseline, back up top to Gerald. Gerald steps back from three-point line, puts it up, no good. Dagg on the rebound, 15 seconds to go. Up court to Zerlini. Zerlini crosses up Gerald. Passes off, keeps it in the corner, buries another three back-to-back. Ray with it now, gets it up court quickly, 2 seconds left to go. He puts it up, finger roll, and no good as the time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Mules go into the locker room, leading it over the Salukis, 46-13. We'll be back here in a couple minutes here with halftime stats. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting.
and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at halftime at Saluki Gymnasium here at the 2019 Capital Classic. Salukis are down to the Fairfield Mules 46-13 here at halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Well, Joe, we knew it was going to be a tough one. We didn't think it'd be this tough, at least I didn't. I thought the Salukis were actually going to have a pretty good game the way the first quarter started off, but at the end of the first, they were down 13-11, and then after that, Fairfield just kind of took over coming out in the second quarter, and Salukis have only scored 2 points since the first quarter. Now it is 46-13. And I don't know if it's going to be much difference coming out in the second half, but they're going to have to, I can't say it enough, but change something up. But, I mean, there's not much you can do when you got a handful of shooters out there on the floor at one time, and at any given time, that's what Fairfield has, and any one of them can shoot. Zerlini, Massey, Pruitt has even tried his hand at it, but I don't think he's made any. But Hicks and Ball, another shooter there for the Mules, and it's just tough all around. So it may not be a pretty second half.
It might not be, but you'd see, look at Zerlini yesterday. Zerlini, he would make the contested shot. He would not make anything wide open. I don't know why. That's just how he was, I guess. I guess he likes to hand in the face just to make a shot. But anyway, looking in the stats, for Red Hill, lead the way still is Drake Allen with 7, and then 2 from Henry, Worth, and Ray. And on the Fairfield side, 14 by Zerlini, 13 by Hicksonball, 6 by Dagg, 4 by both Wyatt Gilbert and Noah McElravy, 3 by Massey, and 2 from Brandon Lane. Fairfield shooting 13 for 26 from 2-point, 5 for 17 from downtown, and 7 for 8 from the free throw line, while Red Hill shoots 5 for 10 from 1 for 5 from the 3-point lane, and no free throws taken yet.
Well, they haven't had much of a chance to get down to the free throw line, as they haven't really been able to drive the lane. If they do, it's into traffic and they lose control of the basketball and not much chance to get a shot off. And when they do, it's either blocked or stripped out of their hands. So it's It's been tough for the Slookies. They've had a tough go at this tournament, so it's just not an easy tournament, as we've seen in years past. The Capital Classic is a good sized tournament, but it's never easy. So hopefully we can look out into the second half and Slookies come out with a little more pep in their step and maybe come out and surprise everybody, to tell you the truth. I mean, a lot of basketball to play. 46-13, you're down by 33, so it happened, but I mean, you just got to have the want to. So halftime show is brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We're going to take another break and be right back with second half action of basketball. You're listening to Red Hill Slookie Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Welcome back, Slookie fans. Still here at halftime. Third quarter of action just moments away from starting. Mules lead it 46-13. Halftime show was brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Slookies will come out with the basketball. Starting out will be for the Slookies Nathan Wirth, Josh Henry, Gavin Volkman, Drake Allen, and Cameron Ray. So starting five back out there for the Red Hill Slookies, and probably the starting five for the Fairfield Mules as well. Joe, it's going to be, should be an interesting second half. We'll see on this first possession how the Slookies respond from that first half coming out here into the third quarter. And you never know what's going to happen. I mean, still got two full quarters of basketball left, but I mean, you're down by 33. You never know what kind of an impact that will have on a team.
And you're totally right. And the starters are out for Fairfield, as it's McElravy, Gilbert, Zerlini, Pixenball, and Dad.
Henry will inbound for the Slookies. Mules put on a press. Ray passes back to Henry on the inbound. Gets across the timeline, goes right side to Allen. Allen, wide open, three ball, puts it up, no good. Zerlini stretches up, gets the rebound, passes off to Gilbert. Gilbert bringing it up court, passes back to Zerlini, walks it across the timeline, goes left side to Gilbert. Gilbert with it on the left wing, drives inside, backdoor pass to Zerlini, loses control of it. Henry picks it up, spins around, bringing it up court quickly, three on two, goes all the way to the basket, no good. Hickson ball gets the rebound. Ball passed up court to Dagg. Dagg almost lost it there. Goes right to the basket. Passes out. No look. McElravy pulls up for three. No good. Dagg stretches up. Gets the rebound and the putback. Mules up on the board first with their first 2 points here of the third quarter. 48-13 the score now. Henry bringing it up court. Right side to Allen in the corner. Allen guarded by Gilbert. Mules still in their man-to-man defense. Allen almost lost it there. Ray gets it back. Ray out near midcourt, guarded by Gilbert. Ray passes off to Allen. Allen with the basketball now drives inside the lane, puts up a 3-foot floater, count it, and one. Ray will go to the line for a free throw. Old-fashioned 3-point play attempt. Foul will go against number 30. That is Luke Dagg, his first, team first of the half. Free throw is good by Drake Allen. 16-48 in favor of the Mules. Zerlini with it now. Up top to Dagg. Dagg drives the lane, kicks it out to Hickson. Ball back to Zerlini. Pulls up for three. No good. And he is fouled on the shot. Allen will pick up that foul. Zerlini will go to the line to shoot three. That is Allen's first foul. Team's first of the half. So Zerlini at the line shooting three here. Zerlini's first trip to the free throw line, I believe, as well. So we will see how he does at the charity stripe. First one is up and no good off the front of the rim. 0-1 at the line. Today's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Build Option Ford, and Best Way Express. Now hiring CDL drivers. Second one is no good off the side of the rim. 0-2 by Zerlini. Zerlini's got one more shot here. Out of his three, he's 0-2. Got one more to go. Zerlini at the line. Third one is up and on the way. In and out, no good. And it looks like Zerlini crossed the line, and it didn't count. So 0-3 there for Zerlini. Got three chances to hit at least one. So Zerlini's good at those contested shots, as you were saying, Joe, but not whenever he's unguarded. Allen brings it across the timeline, guarded by Dagg, drives the lane, kicks it out to Ray. Ray pulls up from the corner, no good on the step back. Gilbert on the rebound, kicks it up to Zerlini. Finger roll, no good. Picks him all with the putback. Allen bringing it up court quickly, trying to beat the Mules back. Guarded by Dagg, gets the screen from Worth, brings it over right side. Picks up his dribble looking for help. Stolen away by Gilbert as he tried to pass it off to Ray. Up and no good. Zerlini on the putback, no good. Putback, no good. And the third one is good. 52-16. 5:45 to go here in the third quarter.
Running clock has started too.
Henry passes off to Ray. Ray goes right side and foul called against the Salukis. Goes against number 41, Gavin Volkman. And multiple Volkman, Allen, Worth, team. And Henry will check out. The only one staying in will be Ray. And looks like basically the JV team in there to get some playing time as assistant coach Gene Allen was talking to him down there on the sideline. Massey kicks it up top to Lane. Looks like Mules put in a few new guys as well. Lane pulls up for three on the right wing and got it to fall. Holtz will bring the basketball up the floor. It looks like Pruitt, Lane, Massey. There's a number.
Vaughn.
And who's number 32, Joe?
32? I do not actually have.
So we got a 32 no-name out there. I'm sure he loves his mother, though.
Oh, yeah.
Holtz with it now. Gerald with it on the left wing. He drives right side all the way to the basket, puts it up, and in for two. Gerald gets on the board. Massey bringing it up court quickly, kicks it up to Lane, goes baseline jumper, got it to fall. 57-18, 4:45 to go. Ray with it on the right wing. dribbles off the screen from Moore. Puts it up. Layup, no good. Tip back by Maxfield, no good. Moore stretches up, gets the rebound off the floor. Put back, no good. And fouled on the shot. Mason Moore will go to the line for the free throw. That foul will go against number 5, Derek Vaughn, his first, team second of the half. And continuous clock, I believe, doesn't start till fourth quarter, Joe.
Oh, my bad.
So
I thought it kept going just a couple minutes ago.
Moore's first free throw, no good. 0 of 1 at the free throw line. Second one on the way. Got it to go. 1 of 2 at the line for Mason Moore. Pruitt gets it up court as Ray tried to steal it. Runs right into him and called for the foul. Be Saluki's 13th foul of the half. Ray's second. Massey gets the ball inbounds to Lane in the backcourt. Line picked up by Moore. Gets screened by Vaughn. Passed off to Pruitt. Pruitt almost lost it there and called for the travel. So quick turnover there by the Mules. Saluki's have the basketball. Holtz now with bringing it up court. Brings it across the timeline. Guarded. Tried to go back door. Picks up his dribble. Hands it off to Gerald. Gerald guarded closely by number 32. Gets it inside to Moore. And a foul will be called against Derek Vaughn. He picks up his second quick one. And more guys checking in. Don't have a number one. Do you have a number one, 34 or 42?
No, I do not.
So we're playing with numbers today for the Fairfield Mules, it looks like.
Well, we know they love their mother. So.
Always. Always in the words of the great Scott Allen. Maxfield will get the ball inbounds to Ray out near the volleyball line. Down low to Gerald. Gerald puts it up. Off the glass, no good. Vaughn stretches up for the rebound. Pulls it down and fouled by Gerald. Gerald will pick up his first foul. Or second foul, I'm sorry. Team's fourth. So, little physical basketball happening on the floor here in this third quarter. 3:55 to go. 34 brings the ball up the floor. Gets screened by 42. I know that's not... ball rolls out of bounds off of the Mules. I know that's not proper broadcasting etiquette doing numbers, but we didn't know any of the numbers. They had their warm-ups out there on the floor, and you tried to get their whole lineup, and that's what you came up with. As Ray drove all the way to the basket, fouled on the shot, he would go to the line to shoot two. So it's kind of tough whenever they only give you the seniors and juniors on the official roster.
And it's kind of weird because talking to Coach McRavy, he gave him the whole roster. So
Ray makes the first one out of. 1 of 2 so far. Second one on the way. Rolls off the front of the rim and in. Number one brings the ball up before. Passes off to 34. And again, we are sorry that it's only numbers, but that's what we've got to work with. And we tried our best to get everybody, but our best wasn't good enough. 34 on the right side. Dumps it down low to 42. Kicks it back out, 3:15 to go here in the third quarter, 57-21, in favor of the Salukis. And Coach McElravy wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraw Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Salukis are down 57-21. JV guys kind of putting some points on the board here for the Salukis. Mules have the basketball. 34 brings it across timeline, guarded there by Ray. Tries to go right, goes left, crossed him up, kicks it in the corner to 32. 32 bringing it back up top. I think the only name we've got so far that's out on the floor as 34 put up a shot, no good on the three. Passes out to 32, goes baseline, and goes cross court, and a foul called on the floor. But like I was saying, I think the only name we've got is number 5, Derek Vaughn.
Yeah. Val will go. He was on the roster too.
Val will go against number 32, Mason Moore. The Salukis picks up his first. 42 gets the inbound, puts up a shot, no good on the jumper. Gerald jumps up, gets the rebound, pulls it down. He's going to bring it up court. Tried to pass it up to Ray, stolen away by 34. He's going to go all the way to the basket, put it up and in off the glass.
Who was it?
Number 34. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Holtz brings it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Moore. He drives left side out to Maxfield from the corner. Buries the three. Andrew Maxfield getting on the board with his first 3 points of the game. And Maxfield standing in there at
6'4",
shooting threes. And you just don't see that too often, especially at the high school level. Vaughn drives the lane, puts it up off the glass, no good. And Moore was getting dragged back by number 42. No foul was called as Salukis get a fast break. Ray makes it up and in on the layup. Up court to number 42. He puts up a floater from 3 foot out and got it to fall. 61-26 with 1:40 to go here in the third quarter.
Who shot that?
Number 42. And foul on the floor before Ray could get his layup up there. Number 42 will draw his first foul. Team's fifth.
But you can see he has a basket.
1:35 to go here in the third quarter. Maxfield will inbound the ball, gets it into Holtz, passes it around to Ray. Ray pulls up from the volleyball line, in and out, no good. Number one stretches up and gets the rebound. He tried to pass up court to 42. Gerald steals the pass away. He's going to try and go all the way, puts it up, count it, and one. Gerald on the breakaway with the steal, gets the basket and draws the foul.
Foul will go. Over yet, folks.
Foul will go against number one, his first foul, team six. Gerald at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw is on the way, got it to fall. 61-29 in favor of the Mules. Number one passes it up to Vaughn. He loses it. Mason Moore steps in, gets the steal, passes off to Holtz. Holtz up court to Ray. Ray guarded by Vaughn. He drives the lane, falls down, and fouled on his way. It will stay on the, I don't know, I think he might be going to the line to shoot bonus. Vaughn picks up his fourth foul, so Ray will go to the line to shoot bonus. 1:09 to go here in the third quarter. Salukis not going away. 61-29. Ray at the line, trying to draw him in a little bit closer. Free throw on the way. In and out, no good. 42 stretches up with the rebound. Holtz gets the steal. He brings it up court, stepped in front of the pass on the rebound, puts it up off the glass, no good. Moore on the rebound, turns into the lane, loses it. 32 picks it up, 2-on-1. Number one puts it up off, no good on the shot. 34 tries to steal it out, loses control of it out of bounds. And it looks like Maxfield over in front of the Mules bench, looks like he may have gotten poked in the eye or something. Not sure what's going on. Maybe hitting the nose or poking the eye. So, looks like number 33 will check in. That is Peyton Ray. He will come into the game now, and Maxfield will come out and get checked out by the trainer, see what's going on there. Andrew came in and put in some quality minutes. Hopefully, he'll be back for the fourth quarter. 50 seconds to go here in the third. Ray brings it up the floor. Gets the screen from Moore. Cross court to Peyton Ray. Peyton gets the ball stolen away from him by number one. He goes coast to coast, puts it up, and no good. 32 on the putback, got it to fall. 63-29, Holtz will bring the ball up the floor. Brings to the right side, gets the screen from Gerald, picks up his dribble. In trouble, Gerald comes around, hands it off to him. Gerald on the right side, bringing it back up top, spins, gets screen from Peyton Ray. Back up top to Cameron Ray. 10 seconds to go. Ray out near midcourt, dribbling. Gets a screen from Gerald. Double team now, dribbling around. 3 seconds to go. He's got to do something. Ball on the floor, loses it, and time expires before he could do anything with it. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, Mules lead it going into the fourth. 63-29. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
We love love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
The Legend.
WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Getting set to start the fourth quarter of action. Mules have the basketball. Still looks like JV guys in there. 7:55 to go as we just started. 32 gets the basketball, brings it up to Vaughn. Vaughn kicks it in the corner. Number one pulls up for the three and buries it. Nothing but net on that one.
Number one with the three.
6-29. Ray brings it across the timeline, passes off to Moore. Moore with the basketball now, kicks it to Ray down low. Ray goes baseline, puts it up, no good. Moore stretches in for the rebound, no good on the putback. Mules come away with the basketball. 34 with it now. He pulls up for three, no good off the back of the rim. Number one comes away with the rebound and buries the eight-footer. Number one with 5 points right there off the back, starting the fourth quarter. Holtz brings the basketball up, goes right side. Dribbles off the screen from Moore, kicks it back out to Ray. Cameron Ray goes up top to Gerald. Gerald with the basketball, he makes his move left side. Step back for three, no good. Looked like he was tipped there. 34 passes up court to 32. He goes all the way to the basket, count it, and one. Holtz will get the foul on that one. And now it will be continuous clock, 70-29 in favor of the Mules. 32 at the line, shooting one for the old-fashioned three-point play. Checking in for Cameron Ray is number 22, Ben Stimler, will come into the game. So all the starters are out for the remainder of the game. 32 sinks his free throw. 6:15 to go here in the game. Mules lead at 71-29. Holtz gets it across the timeline, gets the screen from Gerald, passes off to him. Gerald goes right side to Stimler. Stimler bringing it back up top. He sees the lane. He's going to drive all the way through and trip on his way through there. He had a wide open lane to the basket. He saw it. He was going to go all the way. He will go to the line to shoot bonus. That foul will go against Mules number 42. His second foul, team's eight. So Ben Stimler at the line, right off the bench, going 1-1. First free throw out, no good, off the mark. 32, Drex down the rebound, bringing it up the court, gets it up court to 34. 34 in the corner, bringing it back up top, guarded by Holtz. Cross court pass there to Vaughn. Vaughn on the left wing, goes down low to 42, kicks it out, 32 going baseline, up top to one, into the corner to 34. Nice ball movement there by the Mules. Double team there, 42 cross court to 32, pulls up for three, off the top of the backboard, no good. Mason Moore comes away with the rebound, goes all the way up and no good off the back of the rim. Gerald on the rebound, tried to put it back up and fouled. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number one of the Mules, his second, team's ninth. Just under 5 minutes of play to go. Gerald at the line shooting two. First one is good. Gerald gets two this go around. One of two so far, 71-30. Gerald's second one, got them both. Two of two at the line. Number one gets the ball up court quickly. Holtz tried to steal it away. Off him, last out of bounds. Nice work there by Holtz, trying to get the steal. 34 gets it in the backcourt. He will bring it across the timeline. He's going to go left. Down the lane, kicks it out to Vaughn. Vaughn, floater from 3 foot, no good. Mason Moore on the rebound. Outlets up court to Stemler. Stemler bringing it up, gets it down low to Gerald. Gerald brings it back out, left wing. He pulls up for three, no good, just short. Moore on the rebound. Put back by Moore, no good. Stemler tried to get the rebound. Mules come away with it. 32 with it up court, jump stops. Kicks it back out, 34, back to 32. Eyed the three, drives inside the lane, puts up the floater, got it to fall. 3:35 to go here in the game. Holtz will bring the ball up the floor, 73-31 in favor of the Mules. Holtz goes right side, gets the screen from Moore. Holtz picks up the dribble out near the volleyball line, in trouble. Stolen away there by Vaughn. Vaughn's going to go coast to coast, put it up, no good, but fouled on the shot. Vaughn will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 33, Peyton Ray, his first, team seventh. Vaughn, his first time at the free throw line of the game. 3 minutes to go here in the remainder. Vaughn missed the first one, checking in for the Salukis. As Gerald will check out is number 10, I believe, Braden Green, 5'10 sophomore, coming in for the first time. Vaughn's second free throw on the way, got it to fall. One of two at the line so far. Bolts will bring the ball up the floor. A little JV action going on here in the Capital Classic. 2.5 to go. Holtz with it out near the volleyball line. Control of it. Out of bounds. Last touch by Holtz. It'll be Mule basketball. Will bring the ball up the floor. 74-31 in favor of the Mules. 2:10 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. A little shoving going on down there. Number one driving the lane. Passes off 42. 42 up and in off the glass. Count it. And one. 42 will have a shot at the old-fashioned three-point play here. At the line for the first time, I believe. Free throw on the way. Got it to go. 77-31. Mules lead it. Stemler will bring the ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Holtz. Tried to pass it off to Peyton Ray off the foot of Vaughn. Out of bounds. It will stay Saluki basketball. Stemler will inbound it on the sideline. Tried to go over the top of 34. He tips it away. Gets control of it. Brings it up court. Kicks it over into the corner to number one. Pulls up for three. No good. And number 34 will try and get it. But Stemler taps it around. Still on the floor. No possession. And finally it comes in the hands to 32. 34 with it on the right wing. Just under a minute of play to go. 34 dribbling out near midcourt. Tried to go behind the back. Almost lost control of it. Vaughn with it. Kicks it in the corner to 32. Back to Vaughn. They're swinging it around. Look for them to just pass it around here to run out the clock and the game. Saluki started off strong today, but kind of lost track of themselves there towards the end of the first quarter. Mules took over the rest of the game, and we are here at 77-31 with 24 seconds to go. 34 with it out near midcourt. Guarded by Green. Number one with it now out at half court. 15 seconds to go. 77-31 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 5 seconds now. And Fairfield Mules will go undefeated and advance to the championship round as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Your final, 77 Fairfield, 31 Red Hill. Red Hill will play at 3:30 this evening for the seventh place game, and Fairfield at 8 o'clock for the championship game. We'll be right back here in a couple minutes with some post-game stats and some words from Coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work, and my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, It all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At KC State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at KC State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, KC State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
It over the Red Hill Saluki 77-31. Fairfield Mules advance to the championship game later tonight at 8 o'clock, and Red Hill Salukis play at 3:30 for 7th place. Still awaiting updates from the Mount Carmel Marshall game. We will try and get that to you if we can before the broadcast is over. But Joe, you got some unofficial results tallied up over there. Are you ready to take a look at those here real quick?
Yeah, I can do this real quick. right now, what I have is Drake Atlam is the leading scorer with 10 points. Cameron Ray had 6 points. Jarrett ended up with 7 points. 2 for Henry, 1 for Moore. That 3 ball is all that Maxfield got, and 2 for Nathan Worth. Now, on the other side, for the Fairfield Mules, leading the way was Landon Zerlini with 19. 15 goes to Kane Hickson Ball, 7 for number 32, and also Brandon Lane, number 10 for Luke Dagg, 4 for both McWherevy and Gilbert, who did not score in the second half, 1 for Derek Bond, 3 for Massey, who did not score in that second half, number 42, number 1, had 5 points, 2 for 34, and 7 for 32. I'm just looking at it. They were 9 for 15 from the charity stripe, 7 for 17 from the three-point line, and 24 for 47 overall. And over here for Red Hill, they were 9 for 13, or 13 to 14 there. And for 3, they were much better. They only hit, they made 2 threes. I think they were 2 for 14 on 3 there, and ended up getting some free throws, which they were 7 for 11 on the free throw line. And I mean, Fairfield's a good team. There's nothing you'd really do about it. You had a great run starting out the game, but once they figured you out, it was game over, you know.
And even the JV, both JV squads that came in there towards the end of the game to finish it out, both gave quality reps, and they Red Hill Saluki JV made a little bit of a run there against the Fairfield JV, so Red Hill's got some good underclassmen coming up through the ranks, so they may be looking to get some more quality reps throughout the season. So Red Hill should be good as they continue to advance through the season. But we're going to take another commercial break and be right back with Player of the Game and words from Coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Again, Fairfield wins it over the Red Hill Salukis, 77-31. And it is now time for the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. We decided to give it to Andrew Maxwell. He didn't play a lot, but the minutes that he did play, he was in there. He was up and down the court hard. He came out due to an injury to the face. Either got poked in the eye or slapped in the nose or something. He was holding his nose or something. He was down for a little while, but came out. But he had some good quality minutes. He got a few blocks in there on defense and shut down some of the guys trying to score inside the lane. And then came out here in the corner on this near side closest to us, pulled up for three and buried it. I mean, you don't see too many 6'4 high school kids doing that here at the high school level, so Andrew Maxwell, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game this morning during the 2019 Capital Classic Game 1 of Day 2. We are still awaiting Coach Brian Havel, so we will take another commercial break and see if he is going to be up here shortly. We'll be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, for I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength. Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Welcome back, Slick fans. Not sure where Coach Havel is. I've seen a few players coming in and out so far, and it looks like Edwards County lost to Mount Carmel. It looks
Marshall,
like
77-25.
Sorry, 77-25 in favor of Marshall?
Yep.
So Red Hill will be playing Edwards County this evening at 3:30, the early game for the seventh place game here at the Red Hill site. All the championship games will be played here at the Red Hill site. So if you're wanting to catch all those, just come on out to Red Hill High School Gymnasium for some championship basketball, the 2019 Capital Classic. And not sure where Coach Havel is. We might take one more commercial break and see if he's on his way up here. If not, that'll just about do it for us. So we're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Slinky Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Don't see Coach Brian Havel anywhere, so not sure he wants to come up and talk today, so maybe this evening we'll hear from him. So that'll just about do us here at the Red Hill site for regular tournament games. We will see you this evening at 3:30 for the seventh place game. Tune in to Light 103 WAKO for all of the Lawrenceville action at the Lawrenceville site here just shortly. For everybody here, Joe Bogard, for Bill Schroed back at the studio, twisting the knobs, turning the dials, keeping us on air. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
You've been listening to Red Hills Lukey's basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by the Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.